This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. There's been another pollution incident at Suncor north of Denver. The refinery in Commerce City reported a spike in toxic emissions after a boiler failed yesterday. Here's CPR's Sam Brash.
The company says the failure caused a release of hydrogen sulfide. Exposure can cause nausea, headaches, eye irritation, even a loss of consciousness. That's according to the CDC. Neither the company nor the state has released air monitoring results from the surrounding neighborhoods. The company has said the boilers are being brought back online, which could mean more flaring and emissions. Earlier, air pollution incidents led to a $9 million settlement with regulators in March, the largest in state history. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Firefighters hope dry and hot conditions around Glenwood Springs today won't mean more growth for the Grizzly Creek fire. The blaze nearly doubled in size overnight. Fire Information Officer Brian Scott says hot temperatures and drought conditions fueled that rapid growth.
We would hope that doesn't happen today, but today's conditions are fairly similar to yesterday's conditions. So we're making every effort with available resources of the ground firefighters, as well as using all aerial resources we have access to.
The Grizzly Creek fire is one of three major fires in the state. It's the only one actively threatening businesses and homes. The Colorado Avalanche won its playoff game today against the Arizona Coyotes 3-2. The Avs now lead the series 2-0. The teams play again tomorrow, and the first to win 4 games moves on. This is CPR News.